You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to today's episode of RVA Loves Poetry. We're your hosts, Jeremiah and Zach. We will be reading and discussing Cartoon Physics by Nick Flynn.
Cartoon Physics by Nick Flynn. Children under, say, 10, shouldn't know that the universe is ever-expanding, inexorably pushing into the vacuum, galaxies swallowed by galaxies, whole. Solar systems collapsing, all of it acted out in silence. At 10, we're still learning the rules of cartoon animation. That if a man draws a door on a rock, only he can pass through it. Anyone else who tries will crash into the rock. 10-year-olds should stick with burning houses, car wrecks, ships going down, earthbound, tangible disasters, arenas, where they can be heroes. You can run back into a burning house, sinking ships, have lifeboats. The trucks will come with their ladders if you jump. You will be saved. A child places their hand on the roof of a school bus and drives across the city of sand. She knows the exact spot it will skid, at which point the bridge will give. Who will swim to safety and who will be pulled under by sharks. She will learn that if a man runs off the edge of a cliff, he will not fall until he notices his mistake. I love how this poem starts. It really reminds me of my childhood, and how oblivious children can sometimes be of the world around them. Like, I a lot of times would have no idea what was happening around me. I would be playing my little imaginary game with my Nerf guns and have no idea what the adults were doing. You know, anything about work or school, I was just a child. Jeremiah, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I remember when I was a kid, we'd always have these, like, fort building competitions or Nerf gun wars, as you said. And then we did not care what the grown-ups said or thought, because to us, they were just really boring. Like, there was nothing interesting going on around them unless they were playing one of our games.
Yeah, even the next line down goes into how children see things. Like, at 10, we're still learning the rules of cartoon animation. It's saying, like, they see the general shapes, the rudimentary, like, the square, the circle for a face. They're not seeing the nuanced details that go into it, all the intricacies.
Yeah, I agree. They see the world in a simpler light than we do, and they don't really care or know how complex the world is, because to them, it's the world, like, it's all just a game still.
Yeah, I love what you're saying about how they view the world as a game. The poet spends the majority of his poem talking about this. He gives many examples of fantasies that children have that are completely untrue and aren't grounded in reality. But he says he almost encourages it and says that children should be able to do these things and enjoy it. He gives many examples like being firefighters, going to burning buildings and saving people, or saving their school bus.
Yeah, it even talks about how, like, 10-year-olds should, like, stick with burning houses, car wrecks, ships going down, things that, like, they could understand really easily, and they could actually have an effect on. Another example, like Zach, you just said, would be the firefighters in their, what's it called, fire trucks, and then people jumping out of the buildings and then always seeming to land perfectly on the trampoline and save their own lives, but in reality it's not actually like that. example would be, like, if a ship was sinking, then they would somehow manage to have the perfect amount of lifeboats, and everyone would be able to get off to safety. But again, in reality, that's not always the case.
Yeah, I like what you're saying there, because in reality, you know, people do die in situations like that, and tragedy does happen. But I think what the author was trying to say here, when he's saying 10-year-olds should stick to that, they should stick to the safety, there being enough lifeboats for everyone to get off the boat. He's saying children shouldn't be thinking about the hardship or the death. They should be sticking to their fantasies where they're the heroes, and it goes well until they're old enough to really understand what's happening in the world.
Ships have lifeboats. The trucks will come with their ladders. If you jump, you will be saved. A child places her hand on the roof of a school bus and drives across the city of sand. She knows the exact spot it will skid, at which point the bridge will give, who will swim to safety, and who will be pulled under by sharks. She will learn that if a man runs off the edge of a cliff, he will not fall until he notices his mistake.